Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, good evening. Wow, is it good to be back into these studios. Monica Adams on with you for the next 2 hours, and it just feels like I'm back home. For 8 years, I was on this legendary station doing the KMOX Health and Fitness Show, and I loved it. And one of the greatest things that we did, we changed lives. We got you working out. We got you eating healthier. But the thing we didn't talk about was just how important mental health was. And that is what we're going to bring into this triangle of life for the next couple of hours. Let me bring on one of my favorite people in this world. He is very well known in St. Louis and all over the U.S. with regards to sports, but with regards to just any athlete from young children on up. Dr. Rick Lehman, he's the medical director at the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine, former team physician with St. Louis Blues, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Florida Panthers. He was inducted into the Missouri and the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame and currently partnered with Bob Kersey with Nike Track and Field. We have a long, legendary time together in a organization that we formed called Connected Wellness, but he and I both knew how important it was to put the mental side in. So let me bring my guest on and my very dear friend, Dr. Rick Lehman. How are you?
Monica, congratulations for being back. I'm great. And, you know, I think this is a big plus for St. Louis and all our listeners, just to impart the knowledge that you've had, your training, and certainly your understanding of mental health in the sports space. So, again, congratulations.
Well, thank you, my friend. You know, this is huge. You and I have been talking a lot since I stepped away and sidestepped from KSDK. I left there in the very beginning of January, really to try to take all of this and put it on the center stage and how important that is for us to discuss, as I call it, the triangle of life. It's the mental, the physical, the spiritual side of putting it all together and connecting all of those. And if we have those, we're more balanced. We're achieving that balance in our lives. You know, you have been the most incredible orthopedic surgeon for our St. Louis area. But beyond that, as we just said, in the professional realm with track and field athletes, et cetera. But it doesn't matter whether we are a professional athlete, which we're going to be talking with here shortly, or we are a young child and we're in sports and we're dealing with bullying in sports. We're dealing with not being the star, the standout athlete, right? It starts when we're really young, doesn't it, Rick? It starts when we're little kids and we're like, well, how come I'm not starting? I mean, I started thinking about when I was playing soccer, that's kind of where it starts. Like, I want to be the starter. I want to be on varsity. And it just kind of, you know, it kind of goes from there.
Well, you know, I think there's so many lessons to be learned from sports. And I think one of them is humbleness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter how great you are, you're not the greatest and you're never going to be the greatest because that's just math. And number two, and more importantly, you can just be the best you can be. And I think as a young athlete, what do you learn? You learn perseverance. You learn to work hard. You learn to get along with people. You learn to be a leader. And I think there's so many things for young athletes, number one. And I think as you grow up, you add to that. So you increase your skill set, et cetera. But you can't learn it at 20 or 19 years old or as a senior in high school. It has to be something that you learn over a period of time. You develop, and it's a skill that you develop in conjunction with the other assets, i.e. the physical, the spiritual, and the mental. But I think the mental is so underdeveloped.
Absolutely. Once again, if you're just tuning in, I'm Monica Adams, and my guest and my co-host in this hour, Dr. Rick Lehman. We want you to hang on. We have got 2 hours packed with some incredible guests, including Dawn Harper-Nelson, who's going to join us here shortly, and we're going to talk about her career as an Olympic athlete, all of the incredible medals that she's won, and then stepping away, she's a mother now, and all those identity changes, right, Rick? It's we know where we are. We could even be talking about a CEO of a company, and then suddenly they're not anymore. You've got an Olympian here, right? And then suddenly she retired. And then it's I'm a mother. She's got 2 young girls that she was just telling me about. And then you're on the mother role. And it's just this constant shift and transfer, and you're trying to have your mind be able to handle it all. And you've seen that with all of the athletes and all of the patients that you have treated over your illustrious career.
Well, you know, I think you just touched on something that's really important. So you're the CEO of a big company, mm-hmm. or you're a professional athlete, baseball player, track athlete. It doesn't really make it a difference. And all of a sudden, you retire, you're fired, whatever happens. And your persona, your self-identity is so wrapped up in your job, in who you are, in your training. And then all of a sudden, now you're a mom or you're doing something that's completely different. And all of a sudden, you lose some of that self-identity. And you really shouldn't lose that self-identity. What you should do is embrace your older self-identity, what you've accomplished, and then what you're doing currently, and using the skill set from your previous accomplishments moving forward. And I think it's such a misnomer when I talk to people, especially pro athletes, who say, you know, hey, I was in the NBA, and now nobody recognizes me, my name isn't what it was, etc. And I think instead of looking backwards, you need to look forward.
Absolutely. You know, we also want to discuss family genetics, you know, predisposition. You have people who go into a sport and for whatever reason, they say, okay, I've always wanted to excel, but I cannot get to that level. And then they start talking about, oh, my grandfather was this, my father was that, my mother was this. And you look at this level throughout the family of these athletes and athletes. And what are we predispositioned to? How were we raised? And the genetic aspect and how important that plays into it.
Well, I think it's important because I think what happens is everybody can't be Albert Pujols. Everybody
right.
can't be Dawn Harper. That just can't be, right? It's man. Everybody can't win the lottery. And so when you look at it, we have some genetic limitations.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how hard I train, I'm not going to run a 9400 or I'm going to run a 4340. It's just not going to happen. And I have tried. And I think at this point, you are limited by your genetics at some level. Yes, you can work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can be diligent. You can just persevere. But you can't take somebody who runs a 5.340 and make them run a 4.340. And so you have to understand the limitations there. And then I think you can just be the best you can be. But instead of beating yourself up and saying, boy, I wish I was 6'8", but mm-hmm. I'm only 5'8",
mm-hmm.
isn't really going to get you anywhere. I think in cases of Dawn and JJK and Marion Jones, and we can go through the list, Lawrence, you know, they're just gifted athletes. They probably could have played any sport. They're just, you know, they just had it. And then you have people that work very hard and achieve modicum of success. But again, your genetics are going to limit that. But maybe you're a great violin player, or maybe you're an unbelievable mathematician, and maybe that's your strength.
Absolutely. You know what? And that is the whole thing about the mind is, you know, we might be playing one particular sport, and then you get to a certain level and you realize, okay, I'm not going to get to the level that I want to. So am I able to shift? Am I able to shift in my mind? Am I able to train a certain way? And then all of a sudden shift and train a different way and realize that I can excel somewhere else. We have to be open-minded to that, though.
Well, I think that's true. And I think, as importantly, you can't get depressed or bummed about it. So, you know, your son or your daughter is playing on whatever, college basketball, high school basketball, junior high basketball, and they're just not things that you would hope they were going to be. But instead of making the athlete depressed and you being depressed as a parent, or the athlete being depressed as an athlete, I think you have to kind of look at the upside. What is the upside? You know, I'm a team member. I'm working hard. I'm try to strengthen the things you can strengthen. Everybody can be a good teammate. Everybody can be a good leader. Everybody can listen to the coach. Everybody can work hard. And I think you can only control the things you can control. You can't make yourself taller. You can't all of a sudden shoot like Kobe Bryant. That just doesn't work, and it's not realistic. But I think you can control and work hard and progress. And you know what? In life, those skills are coveted. You know, you try to go out and get a job and say, hey, I was a co-captain of my high school lacrosse team, and I worked hard, and et cetera. And that tells an employer a lot of things. So I think there's a lot to be benefited from these things that move way on beyond just the success of the sport.
Rick, you mean we can't get on those tables and stretch ourselves and gain an inch and get a little taller?
I can. I've tried.
Exactly. All right, we're going to take a break. If you're just tuning in, it's 8:16 on KMOX. I am Monica Adams, and we've got Dr. Rick Lehman with me. He is my guest host for the next hour. When we come back, we're going to bring on Olympian Dawn Harper Nelson, and she is now a mother. We're going to hear how everything has changed, how she's training now and getting past her injuries, and how mental health played a big part in her life and continues to do so. Stay with us right here on KMOX.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back. KMOX at your service, and I am thrilled to be hosting for you tonight. Monica Adams, yes, if you've been following me on social media, I stepped away from my morning role on KSDK, and I have to tell you, it's been nice not to get up at 1:30 in the morning. I wouldn't be up right now. I'd actually be getting ready to go to bed. If you have been joining us, you know that Dr. Rick Lehman is on with me, the medical director at the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine. He's on with me this whole hour, and now we are bringing our guest on. And our first is Dawn Harper Nelson, specializing in the 100-meter hurdles. She was American track and field athlete, gold medalist in 2018 in Beijing, and 2012 in London. She won silver and the 2017 World Championships, trained by Bob Kersey. And, you know, we were talking about Olympic athletes. We're talking about professional athletes. We're talking about the young kids as athletes. It doesn't matter who the athlete is. As Dawn and I were talking before we went on, the mind is such a huge part of the game. Right, Dawn?
I mean, the mind, I would have to just say, if I'm going to be honest, it's almost everything.
Yes.
It is almost everything. I mean, it's what can make or break you.
I always tell my clients that it can be your best friend, yep, or your worst enemy.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So your life has changed. First of all, congratulations for everything that you've done in your field.
Thank you so much.
But we were just talking about you retiring, and it was what, just a couple years ago, 21?
Yeah, the end of 21. And I always say, for me, there is a big difference of your choice to retire, or there's something, some injury, or just some other reason outside of your control that you had to retire. And my prayer was always, I wanted to be my decision, and I was blessed, healthy enough, where it was my decision. Still not an easy decision, because
sure,
I love the sport, right? But you're like, no, I don't think I want to get taken down by my coaches anymore.
Right. I love the fact that you just said blessed. And, you know,
yes,
really, you know, whatever your thoughts are, mm-hmm, whether you're faith-based, et cetera, we are guided from something more powerful than us.
Absolutely.
And absolutely. But one of the ways that, you know, my friend and our co-host that's on tonight, Dr. Rick Lehman, is all the way back when you were a sophomore in high school, right?
Yes, absolutely. I absolutely, and he knows this, I love Dr. Lehman. I love, me and my husband even joke to see when we walk through the door, who was he going to hug first? And I'm like, Dr. Lehman, if you hug Alonzo.
You know, Rick, so you met her when she had a posterior cruciate ligament and meniscus issue back as a sophomore, right?
Well, you know, it was interesting. She was coached by kind of a legend, Coach Nino Fenoy, who I would say is probably one of the closest friends that I have. And came in with an injury, and I'm just going to be very transparent, that probably is career-ending. Torn posterior cruciate ligament, torn medial meniscus, and not many people come back from that in any sport, certainly not track and field. And you know, again, not to be overly crazy, but Dawn worked through it, had an unbelievable career, subsequently went to UCLA, and again, just one more kudo, was just inducted into UCLA Sports Hall of Fame, which is a huge ordeal. Obviously, great athletes at UCLA, and then was a gold medalist in 2008 and silver medalist in 2012. And in my 37-year career, there's not a lot of athletes that can medal in two Olympics. If you think about it, that's an 8-year period, and that is a very tough stint for any athlete. 8 years in the NFL, 8 years in track and field, 8 years in the NBA is a long time. So Anna's been a standard. She's an icon. And yes, we unfortunately or fortunately met when she was a sophomore in high school.
Well, and then you have you were just telling me how many surgeries you had.
Yes.
Three on one leg.
Yes.
But then you have arthroscopic surgery in 2008, and you win gold, Dawn.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on, girl.
I have to credit, and I will say to Dr. Levy, you know I love you. I have to credit Crazy Dr. Levy because
Crazy
he
Dr.
put
Levy.
Me on an intense therapy like regimen afterwards, and I remember looking at my physical therapist like, did he tell you to do this to me? And he's like, I'm sorry, bending. And he was just going at my leg, and I'm like, Dr. Lehman. So, yeah. Absolutely.
You and I both and this entire St. Louis region think the world of Dr. Mm-hmm. Lehman. And mm-hmm. you really do credit
yes.
what he has done for you through those injuries, through the surgeries, to get you back, to be able to win gold, to win silver, and be inducted with UCLA. But we're talking about all of this, and here comes the mindset, right? Mm-hmm. First of all, the mindset to get past those injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But then you retire, and that identity, Dawn, that you've yes. always known has now yes. shifted to motherhood.
Right.
How has that been?
I think something that I think I was very clear about throughout my career was I wanted a very good quality of life after track and field. Mm-hmm. As much as I love it, I've never seen anyone go into their 80s still winning the Olympics in track and field with lining up with the best. And so I understood that the day would come. And Dr. Lehman and my physical therapist and Bobby, we always talked about longevity, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. When you're done with this sport, what quality of life, what would that look like? And so when I decided to step away from the sport, I remember when I had my first daughter playing with her, and I would get down on the ground and I'm running around on my knees and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't think twice about my knees. I don't think twice about my body and what I can and can't do. And mentally, that was such a load off, right? Because I have friends now, I'm only 38 years old, where they're like, oh girl, I can't do that. And I'm like, I've been doing more than you.
Right.
What do you mean you can't? But the mindset of stepping away from it, I will say this, Dr. Lehman earlier said the skill set that you gain mm-hmm. with really juggling all these things. With my two daughters, you used to see me, it's an Olympic sport. I will say it's times where I'm like, I'm good at what I do, okay? Because I have come off that track and into this house, and it's smooth sailing in here, baby.
You jump hurdles probably of their toys.
I have kind of lined up some stuff for my daughter that's three, just to see. She has a pretty good trail leg. I'm just saying. So
you probably have two more runners.
Yeah, I mean, and when you're talking about kids and genetics and things,
yes.
I really do believe, naturally, I think that my kids will be gifted in a number of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand the mindset. And I say every day I loved the sport of track and field. It gave me so much. But I know how daunting, how hard it can be. So I would never push that off. A sports, period, onto my children.
Right.
If my kids, my joke is, if my kids don't want to play sports and they want to be on the debate team or chess team, look, I'm in there with my signs. I'm screaming from the top of my lungs. Like, you tell them, baby.
That's right.
Because I understand how hard it can be mentally, and I would never push that off on someone, no matter how talented they look.
Amen. Yeah. Dawn, thank you for that, because that is what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, Dr. Lehman, you've probably seen the same thing, that parents try to push it because
Absolutely.
They couldn't be,
uh-huh.
right? They try to live through their kids,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Well, you know, I think that's important. Dawn, talk a little bit about the mental. I mean, you were coached by probably the greatest track and field coach ever. And what you know, kind of go, just give us an idea. You're running in the finals of the Olympics. What mentally, what goes through your mind? What are you thinking before the race? How do you prepare? How does the mental aspect guide you through this process?
It's funny. I have a very easy and clear answer. We literally trained for that moment. There were a lot of things, there are meets leading up to it, all this. Every single race, Bobby Kersey was very clear. The ultimate goal is the Olympic final. And he would tell me, even when I got to the Olympics, so it's three rounds, he would tell me, if you need me for the first two rounds, you shouldn't be here.
Mm.
So we would be at practice and we would have intense practices where he would be like, this is the Olympic final. So you need to basically put up or shut up. You need
yeah.
to run these hurdles, run, execute this time, execute doing this, these things over the first hurdle, second hurdle, and so forth and so on. And so there were days where I felt like I was at the Olympic final. I'm talking about nerves, like going to the restroom, like, oh my goodness, this practice means so much. But I understood that if I could do it here,
mm-hmm.
that it's the same 100 meters, the hurdles are on the same mark, my talent level is the same, the only difference is how I will see it. And so by the time I got to Olympic finals, yes, you have nerves. I would be a lie if I did not say I didn't. But I totally understood that I've done this race a million times under the intense eye of Bobby Kersey. And I truly believe that, and I'm going to just say it because you got to be a killer out there. I truly believe these girls did not want me. They did not want a piece of what I was ready to lay down. You didn't have Bobby Kersey standing over you.
Right.
You know, and so I truly believe in that moment that we had prepared for that. And I understood on the days where I laid on the ground crying because I'm cramping or crying because I just had no, I didn't know how I was going to get up to finish the last set. I knew that my body was ready to execute any and everything we wanted to on that day at that time.
Yep. Being prepared and mental toughness and being able to get past that. We have to bring you back on. So, see, Dr. Lehman and I are already putting it on there that we're going to be doing this show in the future. We have so much to talk to you about. But just before we wrap up here in the last minute, I know I read something that said, I just love to run. I will always be a runner. So are you still out there running?
I'm absolutely an athlete. My daughter just yesterday turned 1 month, and you should see me trying to race walk. And I'm like, I know the doctor says 6 weeks, but come on, baby. So, I mean, I'm in the neighborhood. My neighbors know, they know I'm Olympic champion. So they're out there like, go, Dawn. I'm like, hey, girl. Hey, I've raced kids in my neighborhood, so absolutely, I'm an athlete through and through.
Kids.
Oh, yes, on their bikes. I tell them, come out, and I've raced them, and I've broken many of hearts. But
I'm sure you have.
I love it. I'm an athlete forever.
Dawn, you're a doll. It has been a pleasure to have you in, and
Thank you. I hope
that we get a chance to talk with you about your workout regimen now,
absolutely.
Helping those that are, you know, want to become an Olympic athlete, what it takes, that mental toughness, and just how important, as we said, the mental side is with the physical side.
Absolutely. It's my passion. I'll be glad to be back.
All right, Dawn, thank you. Doctor, you want to say any last things to her?
Thank you. Well, you know, Dawn, it's just truly, here you and your husband, who you know we're besties, it's been my greatest pleasure to watch you win the Olympics, to watch you through your career. And, you know, I've taken care of a lot of great athletes, and you know all of them. And you guys are just absolutely, you're like family. So, listen, thank you for coming in, and we'll be after it soon.
Absolutely. And remember, next time you see her, always give Dawn the hug first, not Alonzo.
Right.
Oh, I'm not an idiot. I got this figured out.
All right. Dr. Lehman's sticking around with us. We will have Dawn on in the future. We want you to stick around. When we come back, we're going to talk about how important recovery is. Are you really putting a good emphasis on that if you're working out, if you're the athlete? Steve Strick and Kathy Helbig-Strick, our guests, coming up next at your service here on KMOX. Welcome back at your service here on KMOX 1120. I'm Monica Adams, your host. And by the way, if you haven't been following me on social media, do so. It's The Real Monica Adams, and that's a website, therealmonicaadams.com. It tells the story about me sidestepping and walking away from my morning gig over at KSTK on Channel 5 to do what I really love, which is personal training, life coaching. We're going to be doing retreats that really brings together this triangle of life. It is the mental, the physical, the spiritual side. And Dr. Richard Lehman, who is my co-host in this hour, he and I have collaborated for many, many years. We had of a company called Connected Wellness, and he would send a lot of his patients to me, try to avoid surgery or post-surgery. I sent anyone to him that needed any orthopedic work, but now we are taking it to a whole nother level. As you all look to achieve balance in your life, that achieve balance health on multiple levels, we both know he, as a wonderful medical director at the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine and orthopedic surgeon, as well as myself for 25 years as a trainer, I always knew the importance of mental health and how big the mind played in your balance of sports, and mainly it's all about the balance of life. But we also always have to think about recovery, how important that is. And so our next guest, Kathy Helbig-Strick and Steve Strick, you probably know Kathy Helbig's name from the real estate side, Steve from the mortgage side. They are now founders, though, of New Age Health and Wellness, both very successful entrepreneurs. They've always had a passion, though, for helping people achieve their best. And last year, they had the opportunity to take helping people to a whole new level. The two of them themselves, they know and they've experienced the benefits of optimizing their hormones, and they felt moving into that kind of space was the perfect opportunity for them, as it's something they are both passionate about. First of all, both of you, thank you so much for being our guests this evening.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us. And like Dr. Lehman said, congratulations on the new endeavor. When we had lunch the other day, you could see the excitement, you know, coming out of you, and I think you're going to change a lot of lives with these topics, especially mental health.
Well, thank you, Steve and Kathy, both of you. And Dr. Lehman, I want to, if you don't know Steve and Kathy, I just want to introduce the two of you, or the three of you, I guess I should say. But, you know, one of the things, Dr. Lehman, as a physician, do you stress to your patients, to your athletes, you know, obviously you always brought them to me as far as working out and teaching them proper nutrition, but it's that recovery side. How big of a focus do you put on recovery and what, and really what Kathy and Steve are going to talk about with regards to what's available to us now in recovery?
Right.
You know, it's interesting in optimization. And first of all, thank you very much, you guys. I think Monica and I really appreciate the kudos, and I think it's going to be a phenomenal endeavor. But I think that it's underplayed. Recovery is underplayed. So when you talk to an athlete about lifting weights, and Don can tell you, and you know, and any NFL football player can tell you, you train, break down, and then you have to recover. And if you want to optimize your performance, the recovery phase is equally as important. And I think people underestimate how important that is. And if you think about it, you go out, you run 10 miles, your bones break down, your muscles get overloaded. If you run 10 miles every day, what's going to happen? And you know what's going to happen. You're going to get a stress fracture, you're going to break down. So where does recovery come in? Recovery comes in two phases. One, allows you to heal. And two, it is probably one of the most important things that are going to develop in terms of performance. How are you going to perform at your max is after your recovery. And are you going to peak at your best, or are you going to peak when you're not at your best? And certainly if you're an Olympic athlete, you're Patrick Mahomes or whoever, you want to peak at your best.
Absolutely. And so, Steve and Kathy, with this new age health and wellness, what are you most excited about that you're going to be able to offer?
You want to go first or me?
Go for it.
Okay. You know, for me, it's, you know, you guys are talking about recovery, and that's kind of where I think people, when they think of hormone therapy, back in the day, it was more recovery based of guys getting testosterone juiced, if you may, type thing. And it maybe had a little bit of a connotation to it. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about bringing that out into the forefront and, you know, just really pushing the benefits and educating our clients and patients on the benefits of optimizing your hormones, because, you know, Steve and I both have our own story where that's concerned. And Steve can speak to, you know, the recovery and the muscle building and the, you know, the massive working out like you guys were talking about. I'll let him take a turn with that. But that's what I'm most excited about, is to bring it into real life, because not everybody is training to be Olympic athletes and,
right,
and hardcore, you know, being into hardcore fitness. They just want to feel good.
Absolutely.
And so that's kind of the angle that I'm coming at. Steve's more of a guy that hits the gym with the, you know, massive weights and that type of thing, so he can speak to that. But I'm excited about just bringing it to the real world and the everyday person and what just optimizing that can do for them.
And Kathy, before Steve talks, I want to say this. You and I, when we had lunch, we talked about the levels, and when people come into you, they're going to have this blood work done, they'll know their labs, they'll understand, wow, aha moments of, this is why this isn't working for me. But you stressed, as a woman, to know testosterone levels, which is not something women talk about.
I never knew it was an option for me. All I know is that my body started changing, my mind started changing, my mental health seemed to be starting to change. I never was a person that struggled with depression or anxiety or any of that. I was pretty upbeat. And then just one day, all of a sudden, I'm like, man, I'm kind of draggy and just not feeling myself. And I'm questioning, like, am I mildly depressed? I don't know what's going on. I don't have the energy. Weight was starting to come back on me. I wasn't in menopause, so I wasn't thinking about, you know, postmenopausal type hormone treatments. I just didn't know what was going on with my body all of a sudden. So, of course, I went to the regular doctor. They test you. Everything's fine. Your labs are normal. You're in the normal zone. So I'm like, but I'm not normal. I'm not feeling normal. So that was one of the answers I was looking for. So I kept pushing, and I ended up going to a hormone clinic, and they ran the test, but they looked at them differently. And they looked at the fact that normal ranges are not necessarily optimal ranges. So once we started to figure out how to optimize me, everything started changing again. I was sleeping better at night. Brain fog went away. That mild depression feel went away. I dropped about 14 pounds in just a few months, and it really just opened my eyes.
Well, and so Steve, obviously, and I think, you know, when we talk about someone going through things and like, hey, as you said, I know I'm not okay. And why is no one understanding how to treat this and be able to give me the aha moment? And for Steve, you know, being your partner, you have someone that's like, I don't know what to do. I'm trying to help you. I don't know what's going on. Steve, from a man's point, working out and wanting to be at your best level, you know, you understand working out in the gym, but how much emphasis have you put on not just recovery from stretching, et cetera, but recovery from what you're going to be offering now?
Sure. No, I mean, I've been a huge advocate of testosterone replacement therapy for probably 10 years now. And, you know, that started because of recovery. And, you know, Dr. Lehman used the term, and Kathy keeps using the term. It's a term that we like to use because it's real, but it's optimization. Mm-hmm. So the testosterone helped with recovery, helped with strength, helped build muscle. And, you know, as time went on, I realized that there was more to it. So you have TRT, which we offer, right? But then we also have HRT, which is hormone replacement therapy. It's simple, but there's an important difference. Because hormone replacement therapy, you're trying to optimize and rebalance several hormone levels in the body, not just testosterone. So when you start playing with all of those things, you know, you can really live a much better quality of life. And we're noticing that when people come into the clinic, they're happy, they're feeling good. But when they leave, they're feeling even better. And, you know, that's one of the things that we want to bring to people. We want to bring a better quality of life through science. And your primary care doctor typically doesn't take the same labs that we're going to take. They're not going to test for the same things in your blood work. So a lot of things can be missed. And, you know, there are things such as vitamin D or vitamin B12 that are very simple fixes. But if you're low in one of those or you're deficient in iron, you know, that can really throw a lot of other things off within your body.
The one thing I remember is stuck in my brain, our other partner, Jason Redmond, when he started getting on the therapy, he was hitting the gym hard because you're talking about recovery. And I remember him coming back and saying, man, this is like incredible because I did like the most massive leg workout. And the next day I wasn't even sore. Like he moved through recovery so much faster by having him optimize.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back. At your service here on KMOX 1120. I'm Monica Adams, your host. And by the way, if you haven't been following me on social media, do so. It's The Real Monica Adams, and that's a website, therealmonicaadams.com. It tells the story about me sidestepping and walking away from my morning gig over at KSDK on Channel 5 to do what I really love, which is personal training, life coaching. We're going to be doing retreats that really brings together this triangle of life. It is the mental, the physical, the spiritual side. And Dr. Richard Lehman, who is my co-host in this hour, he and I have collaborated for many, many years. We had a company called Connected Wellness, and he would send a lot of his patients to me, try to avoid surgery or post-surgery. I sent anyone to him that needed any orthopedic work, but now we are taking it to a whole nother level. As you all look to achieve balance in your life, that achieve balance health on multiple levels, we both know he, as a wonderful medical director at the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine and orthopedic surgeon, as well as myself for 25 years as a trainer, I always knew the importance of mental health and how big the mind played in your balance of sports, and mainly it's all about the balance of life. But we also always have to think about recovery, how important that is. And so our next guest, Kathy Helbig-Strick and Steve Strick, you probably know Kathy Helbig's name from the real estate side, Steve from the mortgage side. They are now founders, though, of New Age Health and Wellness, both very successful entrepreneurs. They've always had a passion, though, for helping people achieve their best. And last year, they had the opportunity to take helping people to a whole new level. The two of them themselves, they know and they've experienced the benefits of optimizing their hormones, and they felt moving into that kind of space was the perfect opportunity for them, as it's something they are both passionate about. First of all, both of you, thank you so much for being our guests this evening.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us. And like Dr. Lehman said, congratulations on the new endeavor. When we had lunch the other day, you could see the excitement coming out of you, and I think you're going to change a lot of lives with these topics, especially mental health.
Well, thank you, Steve and Kathy, both of you, and Dr. Lehman. I want to, if you don't know Steve and Kathy, I just want to introduce the two of you, or the three of you, I guess I should say. But one of the things, Dr. Lehman, as a physician, do you stress to your patients, to your athletes? Obviously, you always brought them to me as far as working out and teaching them proper nutrition, but it's that recovery side. How big of a focus do you put on recovery, and really what Kathy and Steve are going to talk about with regards to what's available to us now in recovery?
Right.
It's interesting in optimization. And first of all, thank you very much, you guys. I think Monica and I really appreciate the kudos, and I think it's going to be a phenomenal endeavor. But I think that it's underplayed. Recovery is underplayed. So when you talk to an athlete about lifting weights, and Don can tell you, and any NFL football player can tell you, you train down and then you have to recover. And if you want to optimize your performance, the recovery phase is equally as important. And I think people underestimate how important that is. And if you think about it, you go out, you run 10 miles, your bones break down, your muscles get overloaded. If you run 10 miles every day, what's going to happen? And you know what's going to happen. You're going to get a stress fracture, you're going to break down. So where does recovery come in? Recovery comes in two phases. One, allows you to heal. And two, it is probably one of the most important things that are going to develop in terms of performance. How are you going to perform at your max is after your recovery, and are you going to peak at your best, or are you going to peak when you're not at your best? And certainly if you're an Olympic athlete, you're Patrick Mahomes or whoever, you want to peak at your best.
Absolutely. And so, Steve and Kathy, with this new age health and wellness, what are you most excited about that you're going to be able to offer?
Can I go first or me?
Go for it.
Okay. For me, it's, you guys are talking about recovery, and that's kind of where I think people, when they think of hormone therapy, back in the day, it was more recovery based of guys getting testosterone juiced, if you may, type thing. And it maybe had a little bit of a connotation to it. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about bringing that out into the forefront and, you know, just really pushing the benefits and educating our clients and patients on the benefits of optimizing your hormones, because, you know, Steve and I both have our own story where that's concerned. And Steve can speak to, you know, the recovery and the muscle building and the, you know, the massive working out like you guys were talking about. I'll let him take a turn with that. But that's what I'm most excited about, is to bring it into real life, because not everybody is training to be Olympic athletes and,
right,
and hardcore, you know, being into hardcore fitness. They just want to feel good.
Absolutely.
And so that's kind of the angle that I'm coming at. Steve's more of a guy that hits the gym with the, you know, massive weights and that type of thing, so he can speak to that. But I'm excited about just bringing it to the real world and the everyday person and what just optimizing that can do for them.
And Kathy, before Steve talks, I want to say this. You and I, when we had lunch, we talked about the levels, and when people come into you, they're going to have this blood work done, they'll know their labs, they'll understand, wow, aha moments of, this is why this isn't working for me. But you stressed, as a woman, to know testosterone levels, which is not something women talk about.
I never knew it was an option for me. All I know is that my body started changing, my mind started changing, my mental health seemed to be starting to change. I never was a person that struggled with depression or anxiety or any of that. I was pretty upbeat. And then just one day, all of a sudden, I'm like, man, I'm kind of draggy and just not feeling myself. And I'm questioning, like, am I mildly depressed? I don't know what's going on. I don't have the energy. Weight was starting to come back on me. I wasn't in menopause, so I wasn't thinking about, you know, postmenopausal type hormone treatments. I just didn't know what was going on with my body all of a sudden. So, of course, I went to the regular doctor. They test you. Everything's fine. Your labs are normal. You're in the normal zone. So I'm like, but I'm not normal. Feeling normal. So those weren't the answers I was looking for. So I kept pushing, and I ended up going to a hormone clinic, and they ran the test, but they looked at them differently. And they looked at the fact that normal ranges are not necessarily optimal ranges. So once we started to figure out how to optimize me, everything started changing again. I was sleeping better at night. Brain fog went away. That mild depression feel went away. I dropped about 14 pounds in just a few months, and it really just opened my eyes.
Well, and so Steve, obviously, and I think, you know, when we talk about someone going through things and like, hey, as you said, I know I'm not okay. And why is no one understanding how to treat this and be able to give me the aha moment? And for Steve, you know, being your partner, you have someone that's like, I don't know what to do. I'm trying to help you. I don't know what's going on. Steve, from a man's point, working out and wanting to be at your best level, you know, you understand working out in the gym, but how much emphasis have you put on not just recovery from stretching, et cetera, but recovery from what you're going to be offering now?
Sure. No, I mean, I've been a huge advocate of testosterone replacement therapy for probably 10 years now. And, you know, that started because of recovery. And, you know, Dr. Lehman used the term, and Kathy keeps using the term. It's a term that we like to use because it's real, but it's optimization. So the testosterone helped with recovery, helped with strength, helped build muscle. And, you know, as time went on, I realized that there was more to it. So you have TRT, which we offer, right? But then we also have HRT, which is hormone replacement therapy. It's simple, but there's an important difference. Because hormone replacement therapy, you're trying to optimize and rebalance several hormone levels in the body, not just testosterone. So when you start playing with all of those things, you know, you can really live a much better quality of life. And we're noticing that when people come into the clinic, they're happy, they're feeling good. But when they leave, they're feeling even better. And, you know, that's one of the things that we want to bring to people. We want to bring a better quality of life through science. And your primary care doctor typically doesn't take the same labs that we're going to take. They're not going to test for the same things in your blood work. So a lot of things can be missed. And, you know, there are things such as vitamin D or vitamin B12 that are very simple fixes. But if you're low in one of those or you're deficient in iron, you know, that can really throw a lot of other things off within your body.
But one thing I remember, it stuck in my brain, our other partner, Jason Redmond, when he started getting on the therapy, he was hitting the gym hard because you're talking about recovery. And I remember him coming back and saying, man, this is like incredible because I did like the most massive leg workout, and the next day I wasn't even sore. Like he moved through recovery so much faster by having him optimized, and it was like a night and day difference for him. So
yeah,
well, there are other things. Go ahead, Monica.
No. I just want to reintroduce once again, Steve and Kathy Strick are on with us, and we're talking about New Age Health and Wellness, which is NEU, newagehealthwellness.com. Dr. Lehman, do you want to add anything in there about obviously from a doctor standpoint, about what they're saying, and the IV nutrition therapy, about all these many levels of what people can have as recovery?
Well, I think it's interesting because I think we don't really understand recovery day-to-day basis like maybe we do for our professional athletes. So for our high-level athletic population, IV recovery, hydration recovery, et cetera, NAD recovery, all these things are extremely important. I think one of the most important things is to understand how your body works, how the cycle works, and how to maximize your ability. And it can be lifting weights at the gym. You could be a distance runner. You could play pickle. It doesn't make any difference what your sport is. As long as you're trying to build, improve performance, and recover, the principles are the same. So I think, Steve and Kathy, you guys are doing a great service so people understand, what's out there, number one, and what can be achieved. And I also think understanding what the individual can do or what they should do and what they shouldn't do to maximize the recovery equally is important.
Absolutely. We are going to take a break. We have other guests that are coming on. Here's the thing. We have so much to talk to Steve and Kathy about. So if the boss is listening, we've got to continue this show because we have so much to discuss when it comes to recovery. Steve and Kathy, thank you both so much. Again, it's newagehealthwellness.com. That's N-E-U, agehealthwellness.com. We will be talking to you in the future. Stay with us when we come back. Brock and Brittany Wilson, they are the owners of Forest Performance in Brentwood. We'll talk with them, especially about his mental health struggles. Welcome back. At your service here on KMOX 1120. I'm Monica Adams, your host, along with Dr. Rick Lehman. And if you're a St. Louis Blues fan, we have former St. Louis Blue Rick Wilson's son, Brock Wilson, and his beautiful wife, Brittany Wilson, on with us. First of all, both of you, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. What about me? Am I not beautiful,
you're
Monica?
You're handsome. You're very handsome. I knew you were going to say that, Brock. Well, the two
it's
of them.
Missing tooth, isn't it?
Yes, the tooth. If you follow him on social media, he's missing a tooth. Brock and Brittany own Forest Performance in Brentwood. And one of the reasons that we wanted to bring you both on is anyone who follows the two of you on social media, you have seen Brock regularly will talk about destigmatizing the fact that people didn't want to talk about mental health in the past. And it's ironic because you just did in a really powerful post yesterday, Brock, talking about that. And it's been a struggle for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And, it's taken me a while to kind of get to this point where, I'm open and honest about my struggles. And even now, I think it was really the first time that I've talked about in depth about how far I've gone in that struggle, and how dark it really was for me. And, it's just one of those things where, it took me a while to be able to face that and just be open with people. But, ever since, I think it was the first time I started to really talk about it, it's just the feedback that you get. You really don't know how many people are struggling out there and the depth at which it can help people. And from the messages that I get, every time I do put something like that out there, it makes such a difference to me because you do realize that just the power that message has.
And being able to possibly save lives, Brock.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. Like I said, I go through my DMs and I'm still going through my DMs and responding to certain people. And, there's still so many that I've kind of glanced over, and it's just some really powerful messages and DMs from people and just how it's impacted their lives and just the message and how much they admire the strength and courage that I have to put it out there. And really at the end of the day, like I said, if it can help one person, I've done more than enough. Like, and it's, and that's the ultimate goal, is just to let people know, like, hey, you're not alone in this struggle. Like, no matter how bad you feel, no matter how much you feel that you are alone, like, there's millions of people in this world that are going through the same thing. So you know, it's just one of those things that, again, I just don't think there's enough people talking about it. You know, it's...
Well, it's also the fact that surrounding yourself, right, with the right people that will lift you up, and you have an incredible woman right by your side. And I know it's not an easy thing. Brittany, what would you say to those that are struggling, and what you can do for them?
I would just say, most importantly, listen. Mm-hmm. I'm still honestly learning through the whole process, like what I can do to help Brock and his needs, and how I can be there for him. And I don't know, I still feel like I have a lot to learn in that aspect of it.
No, your own personal struggles too, though.
Well, absolutely. But it's also understanding the importance of communication. Dr. Lehman, anything that you want to ask or say to Brock and Brittany?
So, hey, Brock, how are you? You know, Brock, I think to kind of walk it back a little bit, and I think for the listeners out there, kind of walk us through the whole process. You know, what was the problem? I think Monica and I know, and probably a lot of people know, but for some of the listeners, you know, I think it was a very tough time. It was a tough time for St. Louis as well when your dad died, but kind of walk through the whole process, your relationship, and why it was such a game changer, and why things seemed to spiral afterwards. I think that there'll be a lot of insight there.
Well, you know, my dad and I were inseparable since day one. And, you know, I grew up going to the rinks with him and just literally was at his side 24/7. And moving on throughout life, he was my best friend. And, you know, even after retiring, you know, he owned the gym here in St. Louis. And that's where I spent all my time after retiring. That was what I did. I was a strength condition coach. I worked alongside him. And again, it was one of those things where I spent every single moment with my dad, and suddenly he passed of a brain aneurysm, and things just really spiraled out of control. And even before then, I dealt with a little bit of depression, substance abuse, and, you know, being an athlete, you go 0 to 100. And I was just one of those guys where I just fell into that culture, and I just didn't really know any different. And, you know, when he passed, it really escalated, and I just kind of lost control of my emotions and everything else. And it was just one of those things. And it kind of over the span of a few years, it got worse and worse. And, you know, it was got to a point where literally it was every day, every moment waking up, you know, all day, I was thinking about taking my own life. And it got to that point. And at one point I actually tried attempting suicide, and I was unsuccessful, thank God. You know, I think he had a bigger purpose for me, and I spent quite some time in a facility, getting the help that I needed and getting pointed in the right direction. I say it over and over again, he was watching out for me that day, and he had a bigger plan for me. So, you know, moving on from that, I got the help that I needed, got pointed in the right direction, and my angel, my wife Brittany, and our son Lucas. So.
Well, I have to tell you, I have had the pleasure of telling your story when I was at Fox 2 and at KSDK, and it's brought us together. I am now personal training at their gym. It is Force Performance in Brentwood. We have so much more to talk with you about to change lives, and in order to do that, I want you to follow these two online, on social media. Their website, by the way, is stlforceperformance.com, and one of the greatest things is that Brock and Brittany both separate, and they do these men's days and women's days. They are building a community, and you've got lives to change. You bet that you were saved on purpose, Brock. I love you both so dearly, and I'm excited to change lives with you together. Dr. Lehman, thank you as well for being my co-host in this hour. It goes so darn quick. We will be back, though, in the 9 o'clock hour. So much more to do. Thank you for being with us. Stick around. One more hour to come. Welcome back. At your service here on KMOX 1120. I'm Monica Adams, your host, along with Dr. Rick Lehman. And if you're a St. Louis Blues fan, we have former St. Louis Blue Rick Wilson's son, Brock Wilson, and his beautiful wife, Brittany Wilson, on with us. First of all, both of you, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. What about me? Am I not beautiful,
you're
Monica?
You're handsome. You're very handsome. I knew you were going to say that, Brock. Well, the two
it's
of them.
Missing tooth, isn't it?
Yes, the tooth. If you follow him on social media, he's missing a tooth. Brock and Brittany own Force Performance in Brentwood. And one of the reasons that we wanted to bring you both on is anyone who follows the two of you on social media, you have seen Brock regularly will talk about destigmatizing the fact that people didn't want to talk about mental health in the past. And it's ironic because you just did in a really powerful post yesterday, Brock, talking about that. And it's been a struggle for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And, you know, it's taken me a while to kind of get to this point where, you know, I'm open and honest about my struggles. And even now, I think it was really the first time that I've talked about in depth about how far I've gone in that struggle, and how dark it really was for me. And, it's just one of those things where, you know, it took me a while to be able to face that and just be open with people. But, you know, ever since, I think it was the first time I started to really talk about it, it's just the feedback that you get. You really don't know how many people are struggling out there and the depth at which it can help people. And from the messages that I get, every time I do put something like that out there, it's just, it makes such a difference to me because you do realize that just the power that message has.
And being able to possibly save lives, Brock.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. Like I said, I go through my DMs and I'm still going through my DMs and responding to certain people. And, you know, there's still so many that I've kind of glanced over, and it's just some really powerful messages and DMs from people, and just how it's impacted their lives and just the message and how much they admire the strength and courage that I have to put it out there. And really at the end of the day, like I said, if you can help one person, I've done more than enough. Like, and it's, you know, and that's the ultimate goal, is just to let people know, like, hey, you're not alone in this struggle. Like, no matter how bad you feel, no matter how much you feel that you are alone, like, there's millions of people in this world that are going through the same thing. So it's, you know, it's just one of those things that, again, I just don't think there's enough people talking about it. You know, it's...
Well, it's also the fact that surrounding yourself, right, with the right people that will lift you up, and you have an incredible woman right by your side. And I know it's not an easy thing. Brittany, what would you say to those that are struggling and what you can do for them?
I would just say, most importantly, listen. Mm-hmm. I'm still honestly learning through the whole process, like, what I can do to help Brock and his needs and how I can be there for him. And I don't know, I still feel like I have a lot to learn in that aspect of it.
No, your own personal struggles too, though.
Well, absolutely. But it's also understanding the importance of communication. Dr. Lehman, anything that you want to ask or say to Brock and Brittany?
So, hey, Brock, how are you? Brock, I think to kind of walk it back a little bit, and I think for the listeners out there, kind of walk us through the whole process. You know, what's the problem? I think Monica and I know, and probably a lot of people know, but for some of the listeners, you know, I think it was a very tough time. It was a tough time for St. Louis as well when your dad died, but kind of walk through the whole process, your relationship, and why it was such a game changer, and why things seemed to spiral afterwards. I think that there'll be a lot of insight there.
Well, you know, my dad and I were inseparable since day one. And, you know, I grew up going in the rinks with him and just literally was at his side 24/7. And moving on throughout life, he was my best friend. And, you know, even after retiring, you know, he owned the gym here in St. Louis. And that's where I spent all my time after retiring. That was what I did. I was a strength conditioning coach. I worked alongside him. And again, it was one of those things where I spent every single moment with my dad, and suddenly he passed of a brain aneurysm, and things just really spiraled out of control. And even before then, I dealt with a little bit of depression and substance abuse, and, you know, being an athlete, you go 0 to 100. And I was just one of those guys where I just fell into that culture, and I just didn't really know any different. And, you know, when he passed, it really escalated, and I just kind of lost control of my emotions and everything else. And it was just one of those things. And it kind of over the span of a few years, it got worse and worse. And, you know, it was got to a point where literally it was every day, every moment waking up, you know, all day, I was thinking about taking my own life. And it got to that point. And at one point I actually tried attempting suicide, and I was unsuccessful. Thank God. You know, I think he had a bigger purpose for me. And I spent quite some time in a facility, getting the help that I needed and getting pointed in the right direction. I say it over and over again. He was watching out for me that day, and he had a bigger plan for me. So, you know, I moving on from that, I got the help that I needed, got pointed in the right direction, and my angel, my wife Brittany, and our son Lucas. So.
Well, I have to tell you, I have had the pleasure of telling your story when I was at Fox 2 and at KSDK, and it's brought us together. I am now personal training at their gym. It is Force Performance in Brentwood. We have so much more to talk with you about to change lives, and in order to do that, I want you to follow these two online, on social media. Their website, by the way, is stlforceperformance.com, and one of the greatest things is that Brock and Brittany both separate, and they do these men's days and women's days. They are building a community, and you've got lives to change. You bet that you were saved on purpose, Brock. I love you both so dearly, and I'm excited to change lives with you together. Dr. Lehman, thank you as well for being my co-host in this hour. It goes so darn quick. We will be back, though, in the 9 o'clock hour. So much more to do. Thank you for being with us. Stick around. One more hour to come.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.